What is the statute of frauds? Well, first of all, it's a statute. It's really a couple of statutes. It requires signed written documentation for enforcement of some agreements. Not all agreements, but if you're in the oil and gas business and you're looking at an agreement, just about every agreement you're looking at has some connection to the statute of frauds. Originally, the idea 300-400 years ago when all this started with statute of frauds was to prevent fraud, hence the name. Some agreements were deemed just too important to leave for oral contracts to avoid that risk of he said, he said, she said, she said. A signed written documentation was required to enforce certain contracts. In our real world for oil and gas transactions, what we're focusing on typically is the requirement for a clear description of the deal. What property is involved? What are the terms of the agreement? That's really what is going on when we're talking statute of frauds as oil and gas lawyers. The court decisions use words like reasonable certainty, specific certainty, essential terms of the contract, subject matter of the contract. All of that to get down to the nut of somebody trying to say in writing, in a reasonably certain way, what the deal is. So I said there's two statutes. One of them's the statute of frauds, and the other one's called the statute of conveyances. It's the stepchild that never gets mentioned in any of the cases, but when they're talking about statute of frauds, they're talking about the statute of conveyances too.